All right, so we've talked about branding, we've talked about increasing net revenue. Now let's talk about marketing. And marketing and branding can kind of get muddled. So how do you help practitioners understand the difference and the importance of each one?
Yeah, so branding is important. It's what other people say about you when you're not around and what your reputation is in the community and how people feel about you as a doctor and as your company as a whole. But marketing is super important too. And a lot of doctors don't market it. I mean, a lot of practices should be marketing between 1-4% of their revenue using it towards marketing efforts, established patients and attracting new patients. I think we all focus on new patients, which is important, but we also less, you know, cost is to get the established patients that have always seen you, but haven't been there in a couple of years. So e-blasts are super effective. You can do that with your recall system, with your EMR, and that's affordable. And you can do that in-house. And just gonna either doing a promotion or just saying, hey, we haven't seen you in a while, or we have availabilities, you know, the next couple of weeks during slow time of the year, I kind of do that. We haven't seen you. Those email promotions are important. We've done some postcards too out there for established patients we haven't seen. That's been important. And even just downtime, our front desk sometimes will just call patients and say, we haven't seen you in a while. And, you know, I think you're due for an eye exam. The other thing too is, so marketing is very important. You want to stay on top of it in your practice too. Even if you don't have exact, you know, you posted on Facebook and you didn't get 10 patients making an appointment, sometimes it's just getting your name out there and sooner or later they'll follow. And just getting you known as the expert in the industry for $10, boost a Facebook post to show that you're the eye care professional that they need to see. Maybe they'll consider you for next year as they have it, if they like your page, because that's important. Having them like your page, you can present great content, kind of differentiate yourself from other practitioners in the area. And it's free marketing once they like your page. So that's also very important. Now, the other thing too is when you want to attract new patients, a lot of it as well that I've been getting new patients is really from word of mouth referrals. The new way to do so is reviews. So we've been focusing a lot on getting great reviews out there about our office. And a lot of the new patients will find us because we had good reviews. So that also brings you up in the SEO rankings on Google. So that's been important as well. And then, you know, also just putting the time in to write content for your blogs, that brings you out as well as the expert in the industry. The more blogs you do, the farther ahead you are your competitors locally in the area. And that's been important as well. And marketing can be really guerrilla marketing, where it's very affordable, cheap thing to do, or, you know, you can pay, whether it's Google postcards, attracting new patients, or just sponsoring a local soccer team, just giving back to the community.